Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
BASF knows your field holds big potential. So when you want to invest in the future, we're ready to be the partner that can help get you further. We put new tools and technologies in your hand so you can grow more, protect more, and command more. And with the BASF financing program, it's easier than ever to expand your operation with better terms and less requirements for investing. Learn more at BASF-grower-finance.com, helping you do the biggest job on earth. Always read and follow label directions.
You won't want to miss the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, November 29th through December 1st. The free-to-attend show is everything. Hundreds of exhibitors showcasing large farming equipment, UTVs, seed irrigation, ag services, even holiday shopping experiences. Visit the show to earn CEU credits, catch market outlooks, or attend the new cotton conference. So much to do at the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, the premier show for High Plains Ag. Visit AmarilloFarmShow.com for details.
Well, not much big news this week from the wheat market, according to crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson at OSU. He says wheat was a little more active, though, than the other markets.
You look at about a 35-cent price range for wheat prices from $8.90 up to $9.25, end of the week in the middle there somewhere. On corn, only 11 cents moved from the bottom to the top. $7.27 to $7.38, so not anything happening in corn. Soybeans, we can get some big moves in beans, but not this week. About 22 cents from 14.28 to 14.50. Just not much happening in the market. You look at cotton, it was 86.88 last week. It's 86.88 this week. So
what happened to all that volatility we were seeing these past few weeks?
Well, we've completed the 2022 harvest for all practical purposes. We had some drought and some yield problems. We uncertainty about the amount of production. But the market adapts to shocks in the market. You look at COVID, you go back to in the COVID time, it cost almost $40,000 a container to move it from Asia to the United States. You can move a container from Asia to the U.S. now for less than $3,000. You look at the Russian-Ukraine war, a lot going on there, but the market has adjusted to that war. And it looks like Russia is going to leave those export facilities open. Ukraine's got three facilities open now. They're hoping to open the fourth one in the next few weeks. So some things are adjusting to the shocks that have been in the market, and prices are waiting to see what's going to happen in the future.
To hear more from crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Public Lands Council announced their opposition to listing the lesser prairie chicken under the Endangered Species Act after the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service released a final rule. Over and over, the science has proven that healthy, diverse rangelands, the exact kind of landscape maintained by livestock grazing, are where the lesser prairie chicken thrives. That's according to PLC Executive Director Caitlin Glover. Cattle ranchers' efforts to conserve these acres are absolutely critical to the survival of the species. She also says they're deeply disappointed by the Fish and Wildlife's decision to impose redundant and punitive restrictions on the very same people that they have to thank for the lesser prairie chicken's continued existence on the range. The service is also establishing a rule allowing them to appoint third parties, including environmental activist groups, as the grazing authorities in the range of the lesser prairie chicken. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.